Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We pay your bills twice a day. Actually, just one bill. So it turns into bills because we pay two throughout
right.
the day.
Right, right.
We do it Monday through Friday at this time and an hour from now. If you want to get in on this free money, you just got to go to kidnation.com and sign up for pay your bills. We're going to call out three names, both hours.
Mm-hmm.
If your name is called, you just have to be the first person in out of those three. And if you're the first person in, you get to play our fun Pay Your Bills game.
Yeah, and you got to do it within 10 minutes.
And if
yes.
you think there's pressure on you as a listener, there's pressure on Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Kelly's on fire.
She has been picking out the biggest bill, which is normally either rent or mortgage, every single time. So that's pressure. Kelly, I don't know if I'd be able to do it.
It's time to announce our first three contestants.
Come on.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Get the clock ready. Here we go. Beth Dodge, Karen Moreno, Megan McIntosh. Megan McIntosh, Karen Moreno, Beth Dodge. You have 10 minutes. 10 minutes starting now to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in, we'll get to play. Boom.
How you feeling, Kelly?
I feel good, Al.
Kelly's got the hot hand. She's fine.
My thighs are a little sore from a workout yesterday, but other than that, I feel good.
How'd it go?
It's the first day I didn't feel like I wanted to throw up. That was a good day.
Okay, good.
I figured out an hour and a half eating before working out is what's going to work for me.
That's probably
and
best.
I can't do like 2 hours or you could feel sick.
Yeah. An hour and a half seemed to work.
All right.
Yeah. I saw Kelly getting it on at the gym.
I'm trying.
Trainer? No trainer.
Yeah.
Trainer. Yeah. Because I'm not doing it without a trainer.
Do you get lost when you go by yourself?
Well, it was the first time in a new gym, and I was intimidated.
Yeah.
And it's like some people in there act like it's Cirque du Soleil. I cannot even understand what these people are doing, jumping up on bars and doing his hands. Like, who are you trying to impress?
No, they're just doing a workout, weight workout.
No, that's showing off. There's a difference between working out and showing off.
Or they're
trying
just
to make up and trying Kelly, to make other people feel bad.
I was working out and I saw Kelly come in. She came into the I hide in the workout room sometimes to do mine. So she came in there, and then we're walking across the gym, and I go to get on a treadmill, and Kelly's like pointing at two different people, like, oh, look at that, just showing off.
I don't think they're trying to show off.
Yes, they are.
No,
nobody has to do a handstand by jumping up on bars that are 5 feet off the ground and doing your push-ups upside down.
He does handstand push-ups on bars. It is pretty impressive.
Ooh, looking around the room, anybody see that? I'm like, yeah, I saw you. I gave him stink face. I gave him stink face. Like you,
dude, that is stank
idiot.
Face.
That's my face.
Stank face.
You know when you see my stank
face. Oh, I've seen Kelly's stank face.
Were you wearing your yoga pants?
Yes, I was wearing, you know, workout pants. Yeah. Are yoga pants flared at the bottom? Is that the difference between those and workout
no.
pants?
No. Those are
workout pants or yoga pants?
Those are like dance pants, right?
Well, I mean, I wear my pants that you guys see me wear, the black or like what I had on yesterday at the gym, Kelly. Those
are like tights,
yoga
basically,
pants.
Right? Yeah,
when I go to the Target or wherever and they say yoga pants, they have the flare on the bottom. But when you're doing yoga and you're sticking your leg up in the air, your pants fall
around
your
that.
Knee. So I like the more clingy runner pants,
tights.
I guess you'd call it. Tights, leggings, that's what I'd rather work out in.
They're skinny instead of flared.
Well, yes. Apparently, these yoga pants, there's some schools in Massachusetts, Illinois, Oklahoma, California, Minnesota, several states. They're banning yoga pants from being worn in schools. And they're saying that they're inappropriate and too distracting for the young male students.
And we will talk about that later.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
But right now.
Or now, if Al really wants he needs
you know
to get
else
this off his chair.
Yeah,
I
don't even know if we have time now, because we actually, speaking of distracting, had some funny airline conversation to have between the most horrifying tweet probably ever sent out by a corporation yesterday.
Breaking airline news.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's start with the bad and then move to the good, because U.S. Airways, their social media person yesterday, I'm on Facebook and I see everyone, you know, reposting this as this has to be the most humiliating, worst accidental tweet anyone's ever sent out. You know, long story short, whatever this social media person did, they had gotten a very offensive, vulgar, pornographic photo tweeted to them, right? Tweeted to U.S. Airways.
Mm-hmm.
And so the person, I guess in an effort to report the person and what they received, copied, pasted the link, you know, and they were going to report it and send it to Twitter. Well, I guess it was still in the you know,
folder,
copy, paste, you know, when you copy something in a document and then, you know, it's still in there. So when they went to do their next tweet, what they pasted was that photo that they sent out, and it was, I mean, XXX rated.
Because they sent a message. It had nothing to do with the picture, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was just a comment to somebody, and this gross picture.
You can go online because it was left up for an hour before.
Well, probably because nobody follows that person on Twitter, and it took a while for someone to see it.
No, it was US Airways. The link to the photo. That's what they copied and pasted back in.
It was the airline's Twitter page.
Oh.
The actual airlines.
I mean, talk about comedic premise for, you know, late night shows for a while.
Was it a
US Airways?
What kind of plane was it? A Boeing 777?
Yeah, it was Boeing, all right. Boeing?
Yes, there was a plane in the photo, but it was a toy plane where it shouldn't have been.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But moving on to our favorite airline.
Yeah.
In the good airline story.
Boeing Airlines. Southwest Airlines.
Yep.
I love how they handle the boring pre-flight instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that no one's paying attention to normally.
Nobody's paying attention. We've had the rapping.
Yeah, we had the rapper once.
We had there's a couple rappers out there.
We got the rapper once.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's the comedian ones. I love the comedian Southwest Airlines people. And yesterday, one went viral.
There's pressure on the ones that don't do anything.
I know. There is.
And then I just, you know.
Well, you don't have to do it, but you
can. I don't have to, but, you know, everybody's sitting there like, oh, I wonder what they're
going to say.
And if you get a straight face, I mean, they tend to throw in at least a joke or two, every one of them. You know, they at least have one or two. Or in this instance, there was jokes all over the place.
Jokes were flying.
We got
to hear this woman and her spiel, yeah.
I can pretend to have your attention for just a few moments. My ex-husband, my new boyfriend, and their divorce attorney are going to show you the safety features of Boeing 737-800 series. It's been a long day for me. To properly fasten your seatbelt, slide the flat into the buckle. To release, lift up on the buckle. Position your seatbelt tight and low across your hips like my grandmother wears her support bra. If you can, man, you want to take...
See, when you're going that fast, though, you gotta slow down, girl.
Yeah. Well, she went on for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you gotta speed it up.
Because then when people start laughing, they miss your next joke.
Okay, here's a little more. Let's see if she slowed it down.
Everybody gets a door prize in the seat back pocket in front of you, along with dirty diapers, chewing gum wrappers, banana peels, and all the other gifts you leave for us. It's a safety information card. Take it out, check it out. You'll notice in the highly unlikely event that the captain lands near a hot tub, everybody gets their very own teeny weeny yellow Southwest bikini. One size fits all. Take it out on lift hole to do so. Place it over your head, wrap that strap around your waist, buckle it in front, and pull it tight. Once that side, pull down on the red tab, inflate to manually inflate below the tube at your shoulder. Flight attendants are coming by, hoping that you'll tell them how good looking they are. They're going to make sure that your seat backs and tray table are in their full, upright, and absolutely most uncomfortable position possible. And your carry-on items are crammed and shoved completely into the seat in front of you, leaving absolutely no room for your knees.
Passengers.
Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Passengers.
She could stand to work on the
timing, the cadence.
The delivery, yeah.
And they could be nervous.
Well, they got to hurry up so they could take off. So she has a certain amount of time she has to get this in on.
Well, then edit.
No.
I want to blame the people laughing because now we can't hear.
Well, it's whoever was filming it on their cell phone. The people next to them. It was picking that up.
Did you notice they filmed the wrong way, Jenna? People.
They weren't doing portrait?
Yeah.
Or, no, they're doing landscape or portrait?
Don't hold your phone vertically.
Don't hold your phone like you talk on it. I'm very
horizontal.
Guilty of this, you know, when I'm like quickly trying to pull the camera out. But you need to, hold the phone the opposite way that you talk on it.
It makes it better for everybody in the world.
Well, pick something else to be mad about.
No,
Kelly, it's so annoying.
There are so many injustices in this world, and you're going to worry about how somebody's holding their iPhone.
No, it's very,
you're mad about some guy doing a handstand.
Because that is annoying.
That is not annoying.
People are very annoyed by this, Kelly, because you have to put black bars on the side of it. But if you hold it, like, you know.
Sideways.
Horizontally.
Y'all have to forgive me. My daily devotion app just sent me my morning devotion.
Oh, go ahead. Give it to us, Kelly. Give it to us.
I need to calm down.
Read it to us, Kelly.
Wait a minute, I got to get on today's. For some reason, I'm on yesterday.
You got a daily devotion?
Do you DVR your daily devotion?
Pride is a difficult, thorny root that slowly takes hold in your heart. It's deceptive and is difficult to perceive, let alone conceive its presence in our lives. You trust that the Lord will honor you at the right time. Failure to trust that God will honor you will lead you to boast to yourself and others about your greatness.
Mm-hmm.
This is a boring one.
Can you translate that?
I don't like today's devotion.
Man, I feel good about it.
You don't like today's devotion? That's
no,
still
I need
devotion.
Something that applies to me right now.
Yeah.
Like what? Give us an example.
I'm not a prideful person.
I mean, sometimes
so
the Bible can be kind of
apply to me.
Monotonous to read. It can be, you know, there's some dry spots in there, but still, it's the word.
Do you think for all of our benefit, you could take your daily devotion you get and put your own comedic spin on it?
Mm, yeah. I don't know if I could be making fun of the Word of God like that.
I mean, you can. Are there comedy churches?
There are religious comedians. Yeah. Religious rappers. Yeah.
I want to be like the Joel Osteen, but the comedy side.
Joel Osteen's got jokes.
Pretty funny.
He's got jokes.
Yeah, but he's all inspirational the whole time.
Yeah, I need it the whole time. He's a good preacher.
I need jokes the whole time, where you make fun of people.
Well, the best ones do that. You know, they want to hold your attention. You know.
You make fun of people out there for their hats and stuff?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Like, you have something to repent for after that night you had last night.
Oh, somebody did the walk of shame over there, huh, Sandra?
Yeah, that's going to come from the
pulpit. I wouldn't advise that at all.
Yeah, the critical...
I would just like to say,
preacher.
Or those the clothes you went out to the club in last night, Lakeisha?
I don't know any Sandras. I'm just a random name that popped in my head.
Because I did roll up to church one time and see those two girls that I saw at the club the night before in the same clothes.
Because you invited them. You didn't just happen to see them.
Because you brought them with you.
No, they met in there.
In their club wear.
Hey, you know what? At least they were going
to there.
They were there. Can't hate on that.
Did no one call?
No.
Well, you know, sometimes... People wake up a little bit later.
We are trying to give you money.
I know, Jenna.
You know what it means. What? Let's look at the positive side.
What?
While we're talking church and Jesus and God and teddy bears.
Preach on, sister.
This just means that they are 100% satisfied. They don't need us to pay them.
Oh, is that what it is?
Look at
to
Shannon.
Listen and stuff. They want us to keep the money and disperse it amongst ourselves.
Oh.
So let's just add up what we would have paid. And pay ourselves instead.
I like that idea.
I'm fine with that.
I like that idea.
They are 100% satisfied.
You can get George to buy into that. I'm fine.
It doesn't matter what George. He's not here.
Well, it would be fun to mock each of us, put in a bill, and see what you draw.
Let's just go get the checkbook and write the check, and he'll find out about it next tax season.
See, I don't know why people aren't putting in their credit card bill.
I know.
Because we have a limit. We have a dollar limit. Yes, we have a limit on the rules.
See, I don't play, so I don't read all the fine print.
Guy sent me a text yesterday. He says, man, can I put in my lawyer bill? It's $37,000.
Go for it. Good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
It's time to vent because the Get Over It lines are open.
Yeah.
This is where you call the show, and you let us know if somebody upset you out and about. If somebody judged something you did. What was that?
Was that Van Halen?
Was that me?
Panama!
Honestly, I have no idea why that was playing. But
Van Halen just wanted to join the show for a minute.
It's close to our Get Over It song.
That's a fun song, though, right? Panama.
Welcome.
For those people who are enjoying spring break this week
right.
in certain parts of the country.
All right, here's one that we got because we asked you to write to our Facebook, and you can tweet us as well. To my mom, I'm not going to graduate this year. I've been too scared to tell you. Mm. I asked for a tutor. You wouldn't get me one. You told me to study harder, so I did. Oof. Wasn't enough. I'm failing, and you don't know it. Get ready to help me through my second senior year and get over it.
Ooh.
Of high school?
Yeah. I mean, you only say senior in high school.
Senior year of high school is probably the best year to redo.
Oh no, that's the most devastating year. A year of college is the best year.
Fourth grade, okay, it was bad, but it wasn't. You know, I got over it. But senior year, and all your friends are not going to even—they're graduating.
You know what? If your mom won't pay for a tutor, you find someone. You find a way.
Yeah.
You go to your counselor at school. You do what you have to do. Something. Don't just say, "You didn't pay for a tutor, Mom. You're bad."
Figure it out.
You told me to study harder instead of paying for a tutor, so I did.
Well, you go to a counselor and say, I need extra help. You go to a teacher and say, I'm going to fail. You be proactive.
Yeah, the school should be able to help you out if mom can't afford a tutor.
Yeah, there are other ways besides a paid tutor.
I got one here from Facebook. To the fast food workers at the mall food court, I have someone offering me a sample of chicken every 3 feet.
I know.
I can't hold that many chicken samples in my hand. Don't act offended if my hands are full and I decline your sample. It's nothing personal. So just give the sample to somebody else and get over it.
That's funny. Get over it. To the girl who sat next to me on the airplane over the weekend, I know I smell like I took a bath in cologne. My son thought it would be funny to corner me and spray it all over my body before I left the house. Yeah, you covered your nose the whole flight. At least it wasn't B.O. Get over it.
Oh.
That would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
To the lady who goes through the drive-thru during lunch rush with five separate orders requiring five different payments, you are rude.
Yeah.
You're going to get honked at, yelled at, gestured at. I just work here. There's nothing I can do about it. So come inside and order and get over it.
That's true. That's
don't take it out on the drive-thru person.
The drive-thru line. You need to go inside with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have more than two orders, you definitely have to go inside.
I would think so. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Get over it. Lines are open.
Oh, yes, they are. Take this one right here. Lauren, let your mother and husband have it.
Yeah, you told them.
This is where you tell them. Okay.
Oh, Lauren, I can just imagine how mad you are.
Oh.
I bet you it's good. We'll put you. If our phone lines are broken.
Feel your pain, girl.
I think she's yelling at a frequency only dogs can
hear. If our phone lines are broken, are we going to have to read theirs?
Yeah. Gail, you want to tell a police officer to get over it? Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, obviously this is on our end.
I am hitting buttons.
That's what you should do. Just stand back
with your
hands up.
Yeah.
I am hitting buttons the same way I hit buttons in the past. Nope.
Oh, now the music.
Pull the car over.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Let's pull the car over.
I was just bringing it down in case they can't hear him talking.
Hold on, Shannon.
What?
We're pulling the show truck over on the side of the road. You ever go down the road and you see that 18-wheeler?
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hey, Kevin. Throw me an almond right quick, would you? Let's take a little food break.
Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's coming up next.
You said an almond.
If you're listening and you're mad that our phone lines are broken,
don't tell them to get over it. It's our fault.
And we don't need to get over it. We need to get it fixed.
Get fixing it. So we'll fix them. We'll try to fix them right now.
Is that what we're going
to
do right now?
Well,
that was just
you know
bad.
What?
Fruitless.
Bad.
Hold on one second, Kelly.
Unfulfilling.
This is good because that's how you know we're live. That's how you know
we're
live.
Positive.
Silver lining.
Yeah, if we were all recorded in fakey stuff, that would have been perfect.
Well, if you want to stall for a minute, well, the first girl was telling people get over her purple hair to get over her purple hair. Yeah. And then the other girl was saying to the police officer, get over it because you were blocking the stupid road. So, yeah, I drove around you.
Thanks, Shannon.
And then Lacey is putting them on hold, so maybe I can try and pick them up in here.
And just repeat what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I mean, I can pick them up in here, and maybe
Shannon
the phones will work
it.
That way. But
why don't we figure it out and come back?
Yeah, why don't we figure out and come back?
Hey, you know
what else are we gonna do?
If you know our cell numbers, text us, and we'll read them on the air.
Hey, tweet us.
Yeah, there you go. We'll read them on the air. Don't worry about it.
We'll fix it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Yeah.
Aaliyah once said, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give this a shot again. We think we fixed the phone lines?
You think?
I think so.
We had to call the telephone
company.
Yeah,
put a little duct tape on it.
Yeah, we put a little duct tape on it.
All right.
Shannon's actually going to work it.
All right, come on. Bring it on.
Let's start it off with Sean. Welcome to the Get Over It lines, buddy. Or ma'am.
No. From Twitter, Dylan writes to my coworker Crystal, yes, I'm prettier than you. Get over it. Now,
it?
Dylan, if you want to prove your point, you have to put a picture in your avatar and not use the egg that comes with your newly signed up for Twitter account.
Huh. All right.
Again?
I got one for my wife.
Go again.
I got one for my wife real quick. To my wife, Kinsey. Yes, I was watching naughty comedy with your 80-year-old grandma. We had a good time.
Oh, no.
They might have been talking about body parts. Get over it.
No.
Don't do that with grandma.
She was having a good time. She
it's
was
like
laughing.
Saying it's okay for the stripper to put his package in grandma's face at the retirement home because grandma's having a good time.
She was laughing.
She doesn't realize what's going on.
She realizes what's going on. She liked it. I said, do you want me to change it? And she said, no, that's pretty funny.
William writes on Twitter with the hashtag get over it. To the people at the doctor's office, I was 2 minutes late. No reason to lock the door in my face. Get over it. That's what makes me mad is when they give you attitude about running a little bit late. When you show up and sit there for an hour waiting for the doctor who's still on the golf course and hasn't made it back to the office. That's what's going on, people. I'm just telling you.
They're golfing.
Yeah.
I had a guy work for a doctor before. Yeah. He said he finally had to quit. It was so bad because the doctor would schedule all these appointments for 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Never be
And there would be 10, 15 people waiting, and he'd be on the golf course. And he would just stroll in whenever his game was done. He said he had to quit.
Wow.
These things happen.
That is horrible.
I like this one.
Not every doctor, but I'm saying in this particular case, that doctor did that.
How about just find out if your doctor golfs?
They all golf, dude.
Not all doctors golf, I'm sure. Yeah. They're not all of them.
Pretty much.
I'm always confused when people say things like this. This is from Dylan, who says, to my coworker, Crystal, yeah, I'm prettier than you. Get over it.
That's the one I just read. And then I said, change your avatar.
Man, phone's not working. No. We're not working.
And then I said, change your avatar because it's an egg.
I thought it was tweeted only to me.
And she tweeted it to me, too. Unless Dylan's... Yes.
And then I wasn't even listening because I'm going through this.
That's all right.
It's all right.
What you're experiencing here.
This is a get over it disaster.
This is all falling apart.
What happened?
Honestly, I didn't even... I don't know what I was doing.
To the listeners, we're having a bad day. Get over it.
What happened?
I'm not having a... You know what? I am having a surprisingly good day, and I don't know why.
Are you?
I weighed myself this morning. It's usually downhill from there.
But I'm like...
Are you down?
Because you have to know where you stand.
No, you don't.
And if all that's working out I've been doing is paying off.
Are you down?
Granted, it was my birthday, and I enjoyed a little bit too much of the...
cheesecake on here yesterday.
Let me see if I can say it right. The Kugel.
What's a Kugel?
Was out of this world at Passover last night, and I may have had a little too much Kugel.
So the scale, though,
it affected the scale. No, I was up, which does not explain why I'm in a good mood today.
Yeah, you're having a good day. Okay.
I'm obviously not. So what else you guys got?
Yeah. Go ahead and do your yoga story that you wanted to do earlier.
Dude, come on.
We're just going to give up?
Yeah.
Our phone is... I don't even have a link to our phone.
That's my new motto. Not dust yourself off and try again. Give up.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Cole Owens writes, I drive these kids to school every day, and every day they complain about how my car smells. Get over it. That's funny.
Old people smell?
To that person who is continually yelling, selfie, I want to take your phone and throw it off a cliff. Get over it. Get over you. That's funny.
Kelly's in a great mood. I'm glad you're in a great mood.
Get over you.
Yeah.
That's funny. Get over it. Get over you.
Yeah, I like that.
That's funny.
I just like the good mood you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these yoga pants have been banned in a lot of schools up in Massachusetts, Illinois, Oklahoma, and California.
Okay.
People are saying that they're inappropriate, too distracting for the young men at the school. The young boys, you know, high school kids. Parents and students are fighting back on this ban, saying that girls shouldn't be told that their clothing is responsible for the boys' bad behavior. Thoughts.
You know how I know that pants are yoga pants?
Do what now?
This is how you can tell if a girl's wearing yoga pants. Are they see-through?
No.
I feel like every pair of yoga pants
I wear yoga pants like three times a week. Can you see through them?
They're not all see-through.
No.
And I guess there's a fine line between yoga pants and, like you said, tights or leggings or whatever you call them.
You can see every curve of a girl's body, and it is distracting. I mean, that's why you don't wear mini skirts to
hold on
now. Things. What?
Your story's been bumped again.
Why?
Because I think we fixed the phone.
Oh, no,
we can't keep bouncing back and forth. We just can't.
I'm over it.
We're
over
it.
Get over it.
I just want to see if.
Just try one.
Hello, broken phone lines.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes!
I want to tell my parents that I make $8 an hour. I'm 19, so it's going to be a minute before I move out.
So get over it.
They need to get over it.
You're telling your parents who are paying your mortgage on your behalf to get over
Not
it?
Not a good move.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a good look, dog. Not
stay
a good
strong.
Look.
Stay strong, Cameron.
Not a good look, dog. All
right.
We fixed the phone lines. I'm just so excited right now.
Yeah, but see, now I'm over get
no,
over it.
I'm not
yeah,
over
too.
It. Ugh. Get over it. We're
I'd
doing get over
talk
it.
About the yoga pants.
You can't just do that.
Barry, go ahead and let your wife have it.
To my wife, that we've been married almost 9 years on the 29th, I still make an inappropriate joke. Get over it.
I wish you could tell us one on the radio, but
no.
I don't trust
I guess you.
You
can't. No.
I don't trust you, sir. I just think about the joke.
You've heard the expression, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy, right?
Doing what you're doing, if it works for you.
Secretly, girls like the inappropriate joke.
Mm.
They might act like they don't like it. But they like it.
No.
You don't laugh on the inside?
No.
just a little bit.
It's always funny when the other guy is being funny, not when the man you're with is trying to be the funny one.
Because it's embarrassing when it's your guy.
Yeah.
Sean, welcome to the Get Over It lines that we just fixed.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Can you turn her up?
Yeah.
Thanks.
To the lady that works in the front office, yes, I'm 28 and getting married for the first time, and no, I'm not going to have a guest book so people can write their addresses down, so get over it.
Oh, the uppity wedding planner. I feel you on that one. Oh, this one's good. So. Jennifer, I'm sure a lot of ladies... What? Jennifer, go ahead.
To all the men in the world except my husband, yes, I'm pregnant, yes, I'm hormonal, yes, I'm mean, and yes, I cry at the drop of the hat, and y'all have 4.5 months left of this. Get over it.
True. Pregnant free pass.
What's the last thing that made you cry there, Jennifer?
I was watching a commercial, and it was one of those about cancer kids, and it just... I cried for 45 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. It was
That'll
horrible.
Do it. That'll
you start thinking
it.
About your child, yeah. And oh, my gosh, what's...
Yes.
That'll
and
do it.
I have a son who's 5, and I just started crying thinking he's not going to be my baby anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... I
can
cry right now. Just
thinking. Oh, my. Don't cry. It's going to be okay. Our phone lines are fixed.
I was on hold, and I just have to say that I love y'all so much.
Uh-huh.
Y'all, just every single one of y'all, I've been listening. I just, y'all are great. I miss it so much. And my friends are going to make so much fun of me on Facebook, but this is a bucket list to get in, and thank y'all for all I'll do. Y'all don't know what
they'll
do, so I just
want to
thank y'all.
You're so nice.
You're so sweet. I'm glad I let JC get away with doing Get Over It anyway.
So do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
I'm having a little boy. His name's Evan.
Aw, Evan.
Yeah. Evan Lee, my husband's middle name and my middle name, Evan Lee.
All right. And this is your second child?
Evan Lee.
Yes, ma'am.
Evan Lee. That'd be a pretty one name, you know? Like
I like Evan Lee. I like Everly.
Everly's pretty good.
That's my buddy's last name.
I like Everly.
Well, actually, my husband loved the name Kaysen. I was like, I can't do that to JC.
Don't be stealing my name.
Yes, you can. That's an honor.
I told him that. Told him, I said, I cannot do that to JC.
No, that's an honor. But now you've already named him Evan. You love Evan now.
Yeah, no, that's flattering when it's after the fact. It's only when the baby's born before and then you steal the name.
Yeah, you could have it now because my son's older.
I'm honored if anybody names their baby Emma Kelly. Mm-hmm. Feel free.
Steal our names, please.
In my work, I'm in the parking lot. I'm about to come into work. I'll be late, but I'm in the parking lot.
Get over it. Tell them get over it.
Thanks for being hormonal, Jennifer. Good luck with the baby.
Good luck with the next 4.5 months.
Kinsey was so hormonal when she was pregnant that she cried once because she didn't pluck her eyebrows right.
Wow.
Yeah, she cried for like 30 minutes.
It doesn't make sense. You just have to go with that.
That's my excuse because I'm definitely not expecting
I'm pretty sure Joe got in trouble and he's just kissing his wife's butt real quick. Go ahead, sir.
I'm definitely not in trouble. To my married friends who are not exactly happy, I'm sorry. I love my wife. I'd rather hang out with her. Get over it.
There you go. You growing up, son.
Aww. You should marry someone you want to hang out with.
Right.
So your son is married to someone, he's not happy, and he's... Wonder why you want to hang out with your wife?
Oh, his married friends aren't happy.
His sons, okay.
Yeah, my married friends are not exactly in the greatest marriages or relationships. So sometimes they call me to hang out, and I'm hanging out with my wife instead.
Look at that, ladies. There's guys like him out there all over the place.
Where are they?
Dude, you need to be there for your boys right now. All right? Yeah, they need you.
They need you. They need you. You're
just because your home front is cool doesn't mean you need to abandon your boys over there. Yeah. They need you right now, man.
I don't abandon them. I bring my wife along, and, you know, they hang out with my wife, too. They're just not always excited about that part of it.
I don't know, Joe. You know what they say. Bros for life before wife.
They say that?
Definitely never heard that one.
No, me neither, Joe. You go ahead and hang out with your wife.
I just made that one up. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? Let's go ahead and give ourselves a hand.
We fixed the phone. Well, we didn't fix
it. I didn't do anything.
We made it through that, man.
What was the problem? Did we figure it out?
No, we don't know what the problem
was.
The button you didn't push?
We had a little bit of everything in there. We had a little rain. We had a little hail. But we made it.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
It's round two of getting your bills paid today.
All right.
We do it twice a day, every day, 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
Every day.
This is our second round. If you want to take part in this again, go to KidNation.com and sign up. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
You give us four of your bills. We throw them in a nice little jar. Kelly reaches in there and pulls one out.
Pulls out your rent.
Then we give you the option to take that prize, or we could throw in a prize from the closet back there into the mix, and then you have three bills and one dummy prize.
Right.
And whatever Kelly pulls out the second time, you have to stick with it.
There you go.
It's up to you. Here is our second round of names. Lindsay Bozio, Michael DeJong, Blanca Anaya. Blanca Anaya, Michael DeJong, Lindsay Bozio. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It might be Bozio.
I was thinking Bozio.
Bozio sounds good, too.
Isn't that famous Bozio? He's a singer.
Never heard of it.
Either way, it's a nice name.
Anyway.
I'm sure they're accustomed. Their name's hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
They're used to it, so they know.
If it sounds anything similar, they're going to take a stab at it.
Sure.
Man, it must be tough to be a teacher. You got to pronounce all those last 25 kids the first day.
Right.
Or a
Especially
substitute.
All those funky spelling.
Yeah.
I wish some mother sent me an email the other day. She wanted me to talk about something her kids were doing. And these names were the funkiest spellings. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Like that girl on American Idol this season, her name is spelled Jenna. But she goes by Gina.
Yeah, and what does she do all the time?
It's Gina. Gina.
It's Gina. It's just a constant frustration.
How is her name spelled? Like mine?
With J-E-N-A.
Oh, with one N.
Yeah. Okay.
But J-E-N-A, you would say Jenna.
Gina.
I mean, not just that. I mean, these people are throwing silent Y's in there and silent H's and these hidden I's where it should be an E. It's just like, why would you do that to a kid?
Oh, no.
I know you think you're being so cute and creative, but they're stuck with that nonsense anyway. Just something to think about if you're pregnant.
It's hard out there.
Food for thought.
Yeah, right.
It's hard out there for them. It's hard out there for high school girls, too.
Why?
Really? Why?
Apparently. I gave you my story, but...
Remember the yoga pants?
Oh, wait. I'm going to hear about the yoga pants if y'all talk about it, because I'm done with that story.
Do you have my paper, then?
No, I threw it away.
Oh, you threw it away?
Yeah.
No, I have the paper.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I really threw it away.
They're banning them.
A bunch of schools, mostly Massachusetts, Illinois, Oklahoma, California, Minnesota, Connecticut, have started banning yoga pants from being worn to school because... You know, teachers and faculty are saying they're inappropriate and too distracting for the male students. Now, I went to an all-girls school and wore yoga pants all the time under my private pleated skirt,
That's different. You had a
all
skirt.
All girls, yeah. And parents and students are fighting this ban, saying girls shouldn't be told their clothing is responsible for the boys' bad behavior, you know, especially since it's not like they're wearing crop tops. When one high school banned them, 20 students showed up wearing yoga pants to protest. They were sent home, told to change their clothes. They were upset. One student said, quote, I don't appreciate having to be responsible for a boy paying attention or even being told that it's my responsibility to not distract someone with my body. I don't like being objectified in that way. Some parents are going as far as to say that placing this yoga pants ban is promoting rape culture.
My gosh, that's a stretch.
These parents claim girls should be able to feel safe and unashamed about what they wear. Boys need to be corrected and taught when they harass girls for what they have on. One principal responded, the school was merely trying to figure out a way to tame down the sexualization of middle school girls.
Yes. These middle school girls know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly what they're doing.
But aren't
they're
you?
Pushing the limits of their sexuality. I did it.
Yeah.
Jenna, I'm sure you did it. We all did it.
And
you know what you're doing.
And with the boys... they're going to be distracted no matter what.
Yeah, they're distracted because you got boobs.
Yeah, if you wear yoga pants,
if you chew on a pencil,
you're eating lunch and you happen to be eating something that looks sexual in a way.
Like
they're going to be looking at it that way.
A hormonal time for boys, especially.
Yeah.
And I mean, I went to an all-girls school, but I know how it is. What was that?
It sounded like a cell phone.
Nice phone.
That was weird.
I don't know. I mean, I wear yoga pants all the time. Some are see-through, some aren't. I wear more like dry fit Nike running pants.
Right.
You know, because I don't do yoga. So I wear yoga pants around here and I wear like workout pants, but I only wear black leggings
to
the gym.
If you ban yoga pants, would you then have to ban the skinny jeans?
Well, no, the skinny jeans aren't.
Well, it depends.
They're just
If you're wearing them two sizes too small. I mean, there's limits to stuff that you should be able to get away with in school.
Schools have dress codes. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Schools have dress codes. Companies have dress codes when you go to work. It's part of life. People have rules. People have codes.
Now, the parents some who stick fair. Up for their kid no matter what, you need to start picking your battles a little bit better.
Some are fair, some are not fair. But
that's right.
We have rules, so you got to abide by the rules.
Back in the day, in the 80s, you could wear your those tights to school, and all the girls wore the crazy, funky colored
But they
tights.
Also wore a shirt or a tunic over it, so their crotch wasn't on display.
Fine, but I mean, I went through a clueless phase. You know, and when I was, I guess when that movie came out, and I was in like sixth grade, so it was the oldest in my school, and yeah. I was like rocking like the thigh-high tights and, you know, like a plaid skirt. Like I was going through that clueless dress phase, and that's way more revealing than in sixth grade, and it wasn't slutty, but it's way more revealing than yoga pants. If anything, yoga pants out in front of guys is kind of a give-up.
And also, when the girls that I see wearing these yoga pants are either wearing one of those long sweaters that goes past their butt.
Oh, I don't. Crop top.
Or they wear those really ridiculously large tank tops.
Okay, but you can't just, you have to just ban it across the board because people abuse what, especially young people. They're going to push the limits, push the boundaries. So you just have to say, okay, nobody can do it because we can't monitor this every day. It's too distracting.
Well, when do adults learn it? The more you repress and suppress kids from doing
it's things. It's freaking yoga
pants. Like, the more boundaries you put on them, the more, at that age, the more likely they are to rebel.
They're going to end up having a uniform. You know, what's going
on? You just can't give them free rein then.
Yeah, you can't let them just do anything. I mean, they're shorts. Short shorts. You can't wear short shorts to school either. Oh, well, you're violating my civil rights. Well, no, they're shorts. This is my school.
My freedom of expression.
I can tell you what to wear at my school. This is my school.
Well, what do see, and what
I need
do,
to express
what
my butt boys, cheeks in
what,
science.
What do boys get banned for?
Saggy pants? Saggy pants? At the mall. You can't wear
graphic
saggy pants.
Graphic t-shirts, you know, with sayings on them.
Yeah.
Certain colors you're not allowed to wear at school because it could cause a problem. Because
that's their school and that's their rules.
My son's favorite color's red. Are you really going to pick at that? I mean, come on.
Then why are high school cheerleaders allowed to wear crop tops and skirts? Just because that's how it's always been?
It's just...
See, but she does make a good point.
When did high school uniforms become crop tops? I don't know that. And I've always questioned the mini skirts.
Cheerleading outfits are like high-waisted skirts and like not and super crop, but
kind of. The belly button shows.
I think some high school cheerleaders' uniforms are too sexual.
Yeah.
Or revealing. Too revealing, I should say. Mm. They're too sexy.
Well, I don't know. Sexual. I think we have a...
You know, you can't say
hormones are not at play. You're looking at this as an adult looking back. And, you know, as a kid, you are irrational, unreasonable. Any flash of skin, it's...
And girls...
You're not flashing skin with yoga pants.
You're showing every curve of your body and sometimes an unfortunate camel toe. Okay?
And girls...
You can't be doing that in junior high.
Girl, but it happens.
You have the rest of your life to be hoochie. And trust me, you will.
No, you don't, because I'm nearing that age that I can't do it anymore. Like, on Halloween, I'm like,
Well, then you need to get it in.
Yeah, you need to get it in now.
You need to get it in, girl.
Okay. We have a new hashtag. Kelly just created it.
What?
Hashtag yoga toe.
Well, I didn't say that, but okay.
Oh, I thought it was going to be get your slutty out. I'm like, okay, I'm going
to
do
that. You got plenty of time to look like that.
And it's not skanky. It's worky outy.
It's not on everybody.
But you
have to take into account the girls that push the limits.
Yeah.
Do you objectify when I come in here and all the times that I wear black pants?
Jenna, you're not surrounded by a bunch of 13 and 14-year-old boys trying to do schoolwork.
13-year-old boys are going to get horny no matter what.
Exactly.
Well, then don't push it. That you know, make it as...
A short
on,
skirt
seriously.
Will make it worse. But
there should be limits on hemlines as well.
Yeah, I'm cool with the hemlines. But yoga pants are just yoga pants. They're
all
just
right,
tights.
Whatever. I mean, this is an argument that you... Okay. Well, we'll see when Chloe comes to you wearing nothing but yoga pants and her crop top saying she's going to, you know...
Not a crop top. See,
so it's okay as long as...
You can't go to school wearing a crop top with your belly hanging out and yoga pants looking like Britney Spears in Vegas.
Well, how short of a crop top?
Wear your t-shirt like all the girls wear past your butt.
Okay.
What if a girl doesn't want to wear a t-shirt that covers her butt? She wants to wear just a normal t-shirt that hits her at the waistline. So
then wear your t-shirt that hits at the waistline.
Okay, what if she wears that, but it's a t-shirt with the Playboy bunny ears on it? Is that cool?
Playboy
bunny ears.
Oh, there are
children. Now they're going to start opening up stores at the mall called Forever Amish.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that, but you have to have rules.
Heather,
your
middle school daughter wears yoga pants?
Yeah, I have a daughter that she's a jock. She doesn't wear skirts. You know, maybe I could get her to wear jeans and boots some days, but she wears yoga pants and wind pants to school almost every day.
You don't have a problem with it?
No, I mean, she's not thinking of those kinds of things.
Well, boys are, though, and they're not looking at her in wind pants, but if she's wearing yoga pants and they're really hugging her figure, you could see where that might be a problem. Maybe.
Well, but it's also the same argument as saying, well, that woman deserved to be raped.
No, it's not about rape. This is not, you cannot take it to the extreme.
Well, what about, but that is part of the news story. That's what they're saying.
That's what the parents are arguing.
Because, I mean, we used to go watch, before football practice, we'd go watch the volleyball team practice, girls' volleyball team.
They look so good in those shorts.
Those are yoga pants shorts.
I mean, that's so it's okay because they're athletes?
They're not in a classroom. They can't wear they shouldn't be allowed to wear that to class because it is distracting.
Zach, you think yoga pants should be banned. Why?
Yes, honestly, because it's a big distraction. These little girls being 10 years old, 13, they getting chased by 15, 16, 17 years old people, young men. And my cousin, she's 13, 8th grade, a 19-year-old tried to hit on her yesterday at a festival we went to because she's wearing some tight clothing. And in school, it shouldn't be in there at all. I believe girls should have on baggy pants. That's my perspective.
Okay, well here's an example of baggy pants. You know, the Juicy line of sweatsuits came out with a line for toddlers, and the pants are baggy, but on the butt it says Juicy. So that's better, a girl wearing baggy pants that say Juicy on the butt.
You're going to pick every item of clothing ever. I think it's inappropriate for a little girl to have Juicy across her butt. I do.
Yeah. Juicy across the butt is inappropriate. Yeah, I agree with you.
But not every parent is going to agree with you.
Right. Oh, no, they're not. I fully understand that they're not going to agree with me. But Steven makes a good point. Why do girls like wearing these yoga pants? You're a teacher. Steven?
Yes. Am I on?
Yes, yeah. Steven.
Yes, okay. Well, at our school, we had that issue of yoga pants and everybody wearing them, but it became an economics issue where there's no brands on most of them, so those that didn't really have a lot, they could wear the same stuff as all the other girls that didn't feel separated by it because, you know, you can go to the cheapest store and find a pair of black tights or yoga pants and pay $3 for them and be able to wear them just like every other person at school. So it was one of those things where how do you tell those kids that now they feel like they're fitting in, that no, we can't. Now we're going back to the jeans where now you have those that feel like they're wearing, you know, jeans that are so much less expensive than the nice jeans, and now they start to feel that separation again.
Right.
See, that's such a good point, and a lot of schools do that. I mean, even my private all-girls school, we couldn't wear polos. We had to wear polos, but it couldn't be logoed because then it makes other people feel left out because it's designer versus not, which is true. I mean, that's a very, very good point.
And ban logos.
Steven, do you notice, as a teacher, you see these girls wearing these to school. Do you think they cover themselves well enough with shirts and sweaters, or do you think that needs to be addressed?
Not at my school, but I think it needs to be because just like y'all, you know, are talking about, that's the guys, they love the fact that, you know, they call it Yoga Pant Tuesday and everything else. So it's, you know, it's like a big deal that's the style and they appreciate it. But it's a lot of it has to do with the fact that the shirt's not covering
enough
enough of what they want it to cover.
I'm so doing that at my bar next week.
Yoga Pants Tuesday.
But you know what? It shouldn't
be Tuesday. What are you going to do with Turtle Tuesday?
But Al, it shouldn't be Tuesday. It should be Hump Day Camel Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Oh, thank you, man. You gave me a great idea for a bar promotion.
There you go. I'm a teacher. You guys, guess what?
What?
We have somebody on the line we need to talk to you real quick.
All right, come on.
Her name is Blanca Anaya.
What up, Blanca? Blanca.
Blanca.
Oh, here we go. There you are.
We sound like robots.
Blanca, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's a blessing.
That's half the battle, Blanca.
We were kind of worried.
We're so glad you called.
Tell us a little bit about you, please, Blanca.
I'm 32. I have 3 kids. I'm married. I get up. I'm so happy.
So basically,
you could use a bill.
Yeah, you could use some extra money, right?
Yes, I really can.
Because kids are expensive.
All right. Well, Nick is going to tell us what bills you sent in.
We have a rent payment for $685.
All right. Okay. There's a rent one, Kelly.
And an electric payment.
Oh, he's mixing them up this time. Yeah, trying to throw me off my game.
For $150.
Uh-huh. $150 right. Electric.
Electric.
We have a cable bill, $130.
Okay. Okay.
And we have a car payment, $518.
Okay.
We're hoping for rent or car.
Rent or car.
I'm hoping for electric. I'm hoping for electric.
Al,
quit.
Why?
Why would you do that to a listener? You want them to have the most money possible.
I like the electric bill.
It's well, then why don't you volunteer to pay everyone's electric bill?
You come home and your lights cut off, man. That's the worst feeling in the world.
You come home and you don't have a house. That's the worst feeling in the world. What, Kelly?
Oh, Nick, he thought, I'm going to reverse the order and screw up Kelly's mojo.
Uh-huh.
But my mojo is still Joeing. $685 rent payment.
Oh,
Kelly!
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
$685.
We're paying your rent.
You know what? I'm getting money out of my wallet right now and making Kelly go buy a lot.
I am serious. $685.
Wow! Congratulations, girl.
Thank you.
Your rent is perfect.
Do you know how many pairs of yoga pants you can buy with $685?
So much.
Thank you, baby. Thanks for listening. You can do it too. KidNation.com. Go register for Pay My Bills.
Yeah, buddy. Congrats, Blanca.
Hey, you know, JC, I'm going to do the Showbiz Top 5 next.
Yeah.
But I have something I need you to do for me.
Hmm. Yeah.
Since you were such a big proponent of all things yoga pants.
What?
Daddy. We've got something we're going to have you do for us.
What?
Trying a pair of yoga pants to show us just how unsexy they can be.
We have girl yoga pants for you guys, so
yeah.
There you go.
Hell no.
There
yeah,
you go.
Show us just how unsexualized these things are.
We got
a big deal, right?
Why did Al get the red pair, Blacks More Slimming?
Oh, wow.
We got a pair of red and black yoga pants for Al and JC, and...
Why can't I just bring my own yoga pants?
Where do I put my junk?
I know we need to
You'll figure it out. I will say, are those women's yoga pants?
Yeah.
I sure hope not.
Al's are men's, JC's.
I was gonna say, those look a little big.
All right, well,
I have my own yoga pants.
Al, they didn't make a pair of women's yoga pants big enough for you.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Today and today only, you can buy Google Glass. Do you know what these are, Kelly? These are
the glasses that you wear.
Yeah.
And you can Google stuff while you walk.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You can answer, you can read emails, you can what is it? Text messages, but you can surf the web and stuff.
I got to wear these around Comic-Con.
Yeah.
When I went last summer, and they had just come out.
Right.
I mean, they look pretty dorky, but you can see, it can be kind of distracting, but yeah, vocal commands.
Right.
And, you know, read text, email, all kinds of things like that. I mean, so it takes your vocal
commands.
Can you take directions?
Take pictures and stuff with it?
I think so.
I thought I saw a little camera, but I don't know if you can take pictures.
And the thing is, these have been out, like Jenna said, these have been out for a little while, but not really available for consumers, for, you know, for me and you to go and buy. But today, Google is offering them for like $1,500 just today. They said the price will probably go down later on this year. And people that are spending $1,500 are people like Kid Craddock, because he would definitely be buying some if he were here.
Mm-hmm.
And are people, app developers, you know, people that have this kind of, they can use this kind of technology. There's something else that I'm really excited about, though.
This is our new segment called What We're Geeking About.
Mm-hmm. There's this electronic credit card. I hate my wallet. I hate wallets, period.
Be quiet
Did
about
you
this
invest
thing.
In this?
But I bought one. It's like $55. It's a credit card, and it's called Coin. And it's an electronic credit card. You can take all of your credit cards.
Coin is the first thing that popped up when I Googled it last week after you talked about it.
And basically, you download all of your credit card information to this one credit card so that when you go to wherever you go, all you have to carry is this one credit card. You can scroll. It's got a little button on it. And you can scroll to the credit card that you want to use at that particular store and give the waiter, the service person, whatever it is, give them the card, and it'll debit that card. So it's 8 credit cards in one. Really cool. It's like $50. They aren't distributing them yet, but you can pre-order, and I ordered one.
So instead of having a wallet, you just have this one card.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Like coupons in there. You can put your reward cards in there. All kind of gift cards, whatever.
What if somebody steals that? Then they have everything.
You are so screwed.
Yeah. Is there a backup?
I don't know.
Haven't looked into it.
Haven't looked into that yet.
Can you like disable it from far away? That'd be great.
It's one thing to lose a credit card. You can call the company and cancel it. You lose a gift card. I don't think there's any...
No, you lost it. That's
gone.
Like money.
It's gone, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that, Al.
Well...
What are you geeking about, JC?
I saw this on Sunday. Because Michael Bay is doing the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Okay.
And I am a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle aficionado.
Yeah, you are.
I still got my action figures from when I was a kid. love the Ninja Turtles. So I was scared that Michael Bay was going to make this movie because he has been known to just completely ruin things.
Mm-hmm.
Transformers,
yeah,
for example. And he brought in Megan Fox to play April. April, to me, is not Megan Fox. I didn't think that was a good cast.
Can't hate on him for bringing in Megan Fox, though.
I would have gone with Scarlett Johansson, and I would have cut her hair short and put her in that yellow jumpsuit. That's just me. That's just me.
I mean, the problem is she's already in, superhero movies.
I know. That gets in the way. But you finally know what the Ninja Turtles look like. They released that a little ago. They're scary looking. They look a lot more mutiny than they used to.
Well, got to keep up with the changing times.
They're evolving.
But I actually dig the way the trailer's looking. And they finally let us see Splinter.
Oh, really?
Who's Splinter again?
Splinter is the rat. So he's their leader.
Is he like
their
commander?
Okay. Yeah.
Is he like the evil guy?
He's their sensei.
Oh,
you never seen him before?
Not in this movie. He looks cool, man. This movie looks so cool. I am now on the I'm going to watch this movie and be all about it for Michael Bay.
So if you had to choose a pet, turtle or a squirrel, which one would you choose?
Is my turtle going to be a mutant?
No, just a regular turtle.
Why didn't they make Splinter a squirrel? That's what I'm wondering.
Me too.
Because
he's in the sewers.
He needs to be a rat.
So I'm geeking out about that.
Well, squirrels are technically rats, right?
They're both rodents, right?
Yeah,
but squirrels are cute.
But squirrels have fluffy tails.
Yeah, they're cute. Like, I would touch a squirrel. I probably would not touch a rat.
I love squirrels. I have a bunch of squirrels in my yard right now. I keep trying to feed them.
Here's a little bit of the audio from the trailer, by the way. For all you.
You live, you die, you fight as brothers.
Batter up!
Remember, nothing is as strong as family.
No, 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 no chills. Just a mask.
See?
Don't freak out.
And she pet faints. I'm so excited.
I'm glad. I'm excited for you, JC.
Anybody want to go watch it with me?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Jenna, what are you geeking out about?
Actually, two things. One is technology, one isn't. And since you just did a movie trailer, I've been reading this book, and I didn't even realize it was being turned into a movie.
Uh-huh.
And I'm only 100 pages in because I keep falling asleep. It's not because it's bad, just because I don't have the time. But this book called Gone Girl.
Mm.
And it's been, the trailer was released yesterday, Ben Affleck starring in it. And the premise of this is, kind of two different perspectives, a husband who's this kind of like philandering, bad husband, mm-hmm. and his wife turns up dead. And so it's like past tense written, one chapter by the husband, one chapter by the wife. So it makes it seem like he did it. I'm not sure. I mean, I've only read like 100 or 200 pages of the book. Anyways, the trailer, David Fincher's directing it. I mean, and he did Social Network and Seven and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He's done tons of great movies. And so apparently the buzz around this is like Ben Affleck could win an Oscar for it. And the trailer just hit yesterday.
I hope he does.
So, my wife, Amy Elliott Dunn.
I did not kill my wife. I am not a murderer.
That's all you need to win an Oscar?
I think it's more than the trailer.
Book's been great, so that's called Gone Girl. And then, you know how much I love Instagram?
Yeah.
All I do is spend time on Instagram. They came out with Instagram TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure if you're real Instagram savvy, you look at hashtags. Like, I always look at, like, pugs dressed as something funny. Now they have video. So Into the Static is this new app that just constantly streams 15-second Instagram videos by whatever topic you want to look at. If you want to see pugs dressed as football players, you can do pugs dressed as football players. There might not be many videos, but it will just, like, back-to-back-to-back stream.
That is awesome.
So whatever you want to see, maybe you want to see squirrels, JC. So just do squirrels, and it'll just, stream 15-second squirrel videos.
I do have about 30 videos of squirrels on my phone that I could probably post.
Well, then you need to upload them to Instagram.
Then you are just
wasted time. Uh-huh. I just can't think of a bigger waste of time.
I'm making a squirrel movie, and I'm going to put voices to them.
Babies in there crying.
Okay, so if you can do that, maybe make some money off of it, then it won't be a waste of time.
I got Roy. And you got a little Stuart.
You want to do squirrel movies?
Yeah, squirrel movies.
Call them squirrelies.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, JC.
You want to come film with me, Al?
No. I'm not
some squirrel
squirrels. No.
All right.
I got
you have to write little scripts.
I don't know if you noticed. I'm very lonely lately.
Lonely with two kids and a wife and a grandma with you right now?
Kason doesn't like filming squirrels with me.
Then what would make you think I would like it? Your own blood doesn't want to do it.
I don't know. We wore yoga pants together.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.